Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Father, we thank you. You are so sweet, Jesus. You are sweeter than honey. Sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. And we love you. We delight in your presence. We delight in your goodness. We delight in your sweetness, sweet Jesus. We give you glory and we give you honor. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give another big hand clap to the worship team. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, this song right now in LAT, it is being played. I've never had it being played like that. I've known this song since university. Yeah? But the way now we are playing, I think it is not how we were playing it, but I don't know. Maybe the heart with which we play it, the heart with which we sing it. Eh? Glory be to God. Amen. I thought Danny and group used to do it the best. Eh? But now, I mean, we are doing this song the best. Hallelujah. And give Kenneth and the instrumentalists a big hand clap. Glory be to God. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus wanted to hear us singing him what? Sweet Jesus. Hallelujah. We sang it yesterday at Cavaletta's wedding. Eh? Joseph Cavaletta loves that song. Eh? And since I was the high priest, amen, I had to instruct the jiggers, that team, eh? That Cavaletta loves this song, so please, eh? Okay? But it was an open place, so the sound wasn't as good. Eh? Amen? Yeah, but it was wonderful. Eh? Amen? Yeah. I'm impressed. Eh? Emron made it. Eh? Damba made it. Where's Andrew? Andrew, were you there until the end? At one point, I didn't see you on the drums. I saw Josh. Okay? Yeah, you know, this is now commitment. Eh? Amen? Give them a big hand clap. Eh? We arrived home like coming to midnight, so I don't know when you guys got home. Eh? You must have gotten home late because we left you there. Eh? So for you to have been here, eh? You must have slept like two or something. Eh? So for you to have been here, man, thank you so much. Eh? I wish I had money to take you to Serena today. I have it, eh? But I won't take you to Serena today. Eh? But I'm really impressed, amen. Glory be to God. Maybe I should take you to the chef. People don't like the chef. Amen? The best food, local food, the real food in this country is where? It's at the chef. I'm telling you the truth. This Serena nonsense is just crap. Eh? Crap where you pay a lot of money. Eh? Amen? Yeah, but you can go for lunch. Amen? Emron and Damba and Mr. Andrew. Come. Cool. Glory be to God. The dollars I gave them are already. So, hallelujah. Now, God is good. Eh? Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. So, thank you so much. Eh? It was good to see, Juliana in action. Eh? Amen? Yeah. Amen? Yeah, Juliana is good. Eh? No, her leading, you can't go wrong. You know where she's taking you. You know, you understand? Eh? You only go wrong when you have just decided. Eh? To what? Amen. So this is a powerful team, eh? Worship team. Eh? Hmm? Hallelujah. Yeah, Fiona, you also did good. Eh? Amen. No man, all of you. Eh? Hallelujah. Yeah, probably it was. You know, I was at the wedding yesterday, and some of the. I was telling people. I told Jean. Jean is not here. I think she spent a night there. You know, I know, we talked, you know. But I was telling them that, man, this Sunday, we need the grace of God. Because the preacher is also here, you know. You know, I saw this, I was like, we know, somehow God will know that we had to party, Partying is of God, you understand, A wedding is of God, you know, And as a God, you need to help us, Amen? And we have done a great job. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. Yeah, but this morning, just before I woke up, I had a weird dream, man. There's a guy I was with in primary school. Primary. Primary. Before Fiona was born. I was with this, but this guy was 2 years ahead of me, You know, Now, I hadn't seen that guy in years. Since he finished P7 and he left the school, I'd never seen him. Okay? Until, I think it was sometime towards the end of last year, when I went to the village mall, Liquid Silk, for lunch, and I saw the guy. I didn't see him since he finished P7. And by that time for me, I was in P5. So now you can tell how many years those were. So I saw him, so I went, I introduced myself that I know you don't know me, but you are 7 years ahead of me, and I remember he used to like me, you know, but of course he couldn't remember me, But I remember there was that group, that class, 2 years ahead of me, who used to like me, you know, and so I introduced, he said, oh, you are those young kids, you know. Anyway, so this morning I dreamt. Man, these things are very interesting. I dreamt when, I don't know why, the devil is on my case. I dreamt the beginning bit, I don't know whether it was in a dream or it was a scene where like a dream starts. When you're already there, it is starting from a position that you know. You understand? Anyway, I dreamt when we were with this guy. Then he was being persecuted. And it's something. People are against him. And then, you know, so we are with him. Then people are messing him up, you know. Then I don't know what happened. Then all of a sudden, I think I disagreed with something about him. And now, fire. You know, all of a sudden, I remember now, the guy began to run after me to mess me up. I was telling my wife, now we know he gets large as in rocks, huge stones, holding at me, and these stones, as you try to dodge one, another one is coming. It was that bad. Where if you dodge the other one, this one is going to get you. So basically, those things where you just need the grace of God. You know, as you are, not these stones, you understand, big rocks. Rocks. Then I told him, that you man, they are telling the person, now what has happened? They get, it's like that thing of Muslims, trying to reason with a Muslim via those things of Jesus and Islam and what? Guys throw away reason. Now, that's what happened in the dream. I explained to no reason, zero. Those things they say in Uganda. Tayagala kumanya, Hey, you could say his eyes was like, I have to finish you, Then he made a statement, which I don't know why it was referring to me. Something he said that, what? I'm going to kill the devil. So I don't know whether he meant me, I'm a devil, but, you know, or he just meant something. Then I corrected him. I said, no, you cannot kill the devil. The devil is a spirit. A spirit can't die. Again, the guy, Tagala Kumanya, man, I woke up when I was still in trouble. The dream ended like that when, you know, I was still in that state. Glory be to God. Yeah. Otherwise, the Lord is what? He's good. If you guys were good dream interpreters, I wouldn't have shared that dream. But because I know that you can't understand it, that's why I've shared it. I'm telling you the truth. Eh? But God is good. Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah, but there are some people who are what? Amen? But this dream is another scene to the other three of last week. It is a series. Glory be to God. These things are what? But anyway, again, I woke up when I was so glad. You remember when they got the apostles and caned them, you understand? And then they went out rejoicing, you know, for being counted worthy to suffer for the name of Christ. So I woke up feeling nice about myself. I'm like, wow, for me to go through this because of what? I'm alive, you know. So that was a powerful dream. Those are the kind of dreams which what? Hallelujah. Amen? But God is good. God is what? God is good. Today we're going to talk about something very simple. I told you we're at a wedding. You understand? Even me, I slept at midnight. You understand? So we're going to talk about a very simple thing. Okay? And the will of God and obedience. Amen? Just simple stuff. Simple stuff, but it could be the most important thing you will ever... the Bible is all about that. Knowing the will of God and doing it. Amen? Adam was put there. He was given, he was told what to do. Amen? He knew the will of God and God expected him to do it. You understand? This whole life is about that. Knowing what to do and doing it. You know, life is that simple. Life is what? Life is that simple. Hallelujah. Life is what? It is that simple. I'm still thinking about my dream. Four dreams, man. Amen? But I can never share the first one. I can never what? I can never share the first one. Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah, so the wedding was great. Elvis was there. The Zoe team, you know. The guys you'd expect, amen? So it was good. Amen? It was good. But for me, I don't want, you know, there's certain time when you just want to be you, Moses without the title pastor, you understand? Amen? So I jumped to sit in some places. Amen? I sat where I want, where I can be me. The Moses before he became a pastor. You understand? Amen? Some people are messing up men of God's lives by making them complicated for nothing. So after the service, you know, after I ministered and I tied these guys together, you know. So they planned that there will be a cocktail thereafter before you go for reception. Cocktail, Everyone cocktail, You have your glass, you're jazzing, everybody, you know, Then some guys decided that men of God, you know, men of God, man, these things are being taken too far. Yeah, no, they should come up somewhere, some place, You know, Then for me, I was like, why? What are they going to do there? Why can't they be, you know, it's a party, it's, you know, Then anyway, somehow I obliged, but let me see. So I went there. You get there, they're seated around the table. Seated on there, you understand? Then for me, I think I went with my sis, went up, and there was a guy that they, I mean, why do all that nonsense, all those things? So it's like now, if you're not a man of God, you are not going to be allowed there. Things that they are too much. Someone needs to tell people, mukakane, you understand? As in, guys, And so I enter in there. Then the men of God, Elvis, guys, they're like, hey, come and say. I was like, no, let me sit with my sister, Because I was with my sister. Now I can't abandon her just because men of God, First of all, they're sitting. I was like, I realized down there that was more fun, a cocktail. I'm telling you, that was more fun down there, cocktail. These guys are all, So for me, I jammed. 3 minutes later, I walked out. I was like, let me go back down. You know, you guys, you in these, whatever, those things, way things, please, turn down these things. And if you're not careful, you're going to quit a war. Amen? Now, some of you are angry. But I'm telling you, you're going to, you know that time, some of these things, And so the will of God and what? And even when I went at the reception, again I was like, no, for me I'm not sitting at that table. Amen. I'm not, you understand? I came for a party. I didn't come for a man of God's conference. I didn't come for a man of God's conference. So those who want, for me, by the time I got there, the man of God was still up there. So they, this is your table. I was like, no, I'm going to sit where I want. You know, and I sat where I wanted and I was happy. Amen. Not that they were not happy. They were happy. But for me, I wouldn't have been happier being in that, you know. Glory be to God. Then I dreamt. I don't know whether God wants me to go into scripture, those things. Oh, he wants us to flow now. But if you have had a dream, some of you wouldn't be in church today. You'd be scared of the devil, man, you know. Looking for a man of God to pray for you, man, the devil. But for me, that was a great dream. The disciples, after getting Chiboko, now, no stone got me, no rock got me. You understand? I was praying, you know. But man, I think if that dream had continued, those stones, it's not stones, it is rocks. You understand? Things bigger than this projector. Do you understand? A girl was within primary, Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So the will of God and doing it, that's what we're going to talk about. Just, it's that simple, In fact, I finished to tell you know the will of God and do it. Amen. Like Juliana, knew the will of God, though she obeyed, she was slow in obeying. A dream had come. Someone in the church had a dream where God was saying, Juliana, I want you back there quickly. Quickly is my addition. Hallelujah. Amen. So that they expected to see her here and she, Hallelujah. Amen. So, we have to be like David. The Bible says in Acts chapter 13, verse 36, talking about David, it says that for David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, he fell asleep, he was buried with his fathers, and saw corruption. Okay? The bitter one there is, after he had served his generation, by the will of God. By the will of what? David didn't do his own things. Whatever he did was according to the will of God. He made mistakes. Okay? Amen? But however, it is recorded. God wanted it to be recorded that this guy, David, my servant David, okay? He served his own generation by my will. Hallelujah. And that's what all of us, we should endeavor to do that. You understand? Don't do anything which is not the will of God. Even when it is good, when there's something good to do, and there's another thing you know is the will of God, don't do the good thing. Amen? Do the will of God. Even if mass says what the whole, you understand? Do the will of God. You understand? Is that rocket science? It's not. Simple stuff. Again, I told you, we're going to talk about simple things. Amen? So we need to be like who? Like David. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 13 and 14. Amen? We're going to see how David comes into the picture. You can't talk about him without talking about Saul, some guy who just didn't do the will of God. And that's why he was thrown out. Saul was thrown out for one thing, not doing the will of God. Amen? David was brought in for one thing. He was a man after God's own heart. God knew that this guy will do my will. Amen? Hallelujah. So we see Samuel made a sacrifice which he was not supposed to do because he wasn't a priest. He wasn't a Levite. You know, he did that. Amen? And God was like, this is it. Amen? In verse 13, Samuel, the prophet, comes to Saul and tells him that you have done foolishly. For those of you who don't want to use that word, foolish and what it's here, Teddy. You know, you have done what? Foolishly. You have not kept the command of the Lord. You have not obeyed the Lord. Okay? You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which he commanded you. For now, the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But now, your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart. Amen? He has done what? Sought for himself a man after his own what? His own heart. And the Lord has commanded him to be commander over his people. Because you, Saul, have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God. Basically, you have not obeyed God. That's why you've been what? Kicked out. It is that simple. So you see how these things are very serious. The will of God. The will of God about anything. Amen. You can be kicked out. There's no one who's in the eyes of God. There's no one who's indispensable. You understand? Benny Hinn is not indispensable. Rick Joyner is not indispensable. Emeron, you are not inherent. You are not indispensable. Hallelujah. Barbara, you know, all of you, Evelyn, you know, no one is what? Prophet Elvis is not indispensable. That one you can't agree. You can't. Benny Hinn, you agree. Rick Joyner, you agree. Museveni, you agree. Emeron, you agree. Let me see which man of God. Serada. Apostle Serada, the president, is not indispensable. Isn't that true? You're like, if we say, we know where he's coming. He will get to Elvis, then we shall fall silent. But anyway, you know, we're all human beings. Do you understand? Even angels are not indispensable. Lucifer was kicked out. So it just shows you, apparently, there's no created being that is indispensable. Lucifer, the guy, perfect in beauty. You remember that thing? You know? As in wisdom. But he was still kicked out. You understand? So Saul was kicked out for just this. Amen? Amen? Amen. Simple things. What do you want me to go back to? You know? You want me to go back to those things? Those things are not very what? Hallelujah. If I over talk about them, you might dream them. Then you get scared. The devil, then the whole week you're messed up. The devil, you don't want to move. You're like, man, I might die. The devil, So, we won't talk about that a lot. Amen? Then Saul didn't disobey once. He disobeyed again. Disobeyed again, amen? 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 1. Verse 1 says, Samuel also said to Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore, heed the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will punish Amalek for what he did to Israel, how he ambushed him on the way when he came out from Egypt. Now go and attack Amalek. You know instructions, eh? Go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have. And do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, eh? Infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey. Kill everything. So Saul gathered the people together and numbered them. Then he gives the number. Then verse 5, and Saul came to a city of Amalek and lay in wait in the valley. Then Saul said to the Kenites, go, depart, get down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites, and Saul attacked the Amalekites. Okay? Verse 8, he also took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive. Eh? Now, first disobedience. Eh? God told him, kill everything. He spares the king. Okay? Huh? Aha. He took him alive, but utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag, like we said, and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them. Disobedience. Huh? You know this story, eh? But everything despised and worthless that they utterly destroyed. Now, the word of the Lord came to Samuel saying, I greatly regret, these things are serious, I greatly regret that I have set up Saul as king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments. Sad stuff, eh? And it grieved Samuel, and he cried out to the Lord all night. So when Samuel rose early in the morning to meet Saul, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul went to Carmel. And indeed, he set up a monument for himself. And he has gone on around, passed by, and gone down to Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Saul, and Saul said to him, blessed are you of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. I mean, he gave him a lie. And he's saying a prophet, eh? Just imagine, eh? God tells you something, then you meet Elvis, eh? And you lie to him, you know, eh? Meanwhile, God has told him that the guy has messed up. Then you, man, Elvis, I've died, you know, eh? Okay? But Saul said, eh? But Samuel said, what then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said to Saul, be quiet, and I will tell you what the Lord said to me last night. And he said to him, speak on. You know, you get that? Okay, let's hear. So Samuel said, when you are little in your own eyes, were you not head of the tribes of Israel? And did not the Lord anoint you king over Israel? Now the Lord sent you on a mission and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they are consumed. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord your God? Why did you swoop down on the spoil and do evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said to Samuel, but I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me and brought back Agag, king of Amalek. I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites, but the people took of the plunder, sheep and oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord your God. As in, we took the best way we can, what? Sacrifice, but God has said destroy everything. Okay? So, Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Then he says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. Verse 23, a scary verse. Eh? For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Then you say, because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king. Glory be to God. Have you ever done witchcraft? Most of you have never, eh? Most of you have what? You have never, eh? You know, real going, ram shaking, you know those things, eh? But here it says that rebellion, knowing the will of God, and knowing what? God telling you something, do this, and you don't do it, eh? God equates it to witchcraft. God equates it what? To witchcraft. Eh? I think this is the best verse to inspire, to make people do the will of God. Eh? This is just saying, eternal rewards. You miss eternal rewards. Some guys are like, I will catch up. Let me just obey. You understand? But now when someone tells you, man, you're performing witchcraft, then people say, man, I better do it. I think now this is going to be the verse now to make people do the will of God. By rule telling them, you guys, you're performing witchcraft. He said, but you can't say that a Christian cannot do witchcraft. A Christian, he's a new creation. A new creation cannot see, you know those things. Well, new creations are doing witchcraft. Amen? And hopefully, you're not what? Among them. But to be honest, once in a while we all do what? Once in a while we all do witch doctor things. Glory be to God. Amen? Since we are all at a party, let me digress a bit. Talking about witchcraft. There's a guy I know who told me a few months ago that he has ever been in a shrine. Some of you have been there, but you haven't told me. You know, so this guy said when he was a kid, you understand, he got an opportunity, to what? Enter a shrine. Apparently, he has a relative who was a witch doctor, and the guy was rich man, you understand? He had a big house in the village, you understand? Because of the what? Love offerings, the witch what? The clients, the fellowship members. Just what? Guy was loaded, but he was what? Into a, that was his job. He had nothing else he was doing. So, this guy now one time wanted to see what happens there. So, he went for a holiday there, to his uncle's place. So, now that was a grand opportunity. When he was a kid, so, he said, I think the first time when they went to, when they reached his uncle, clients came, and his uncle had to, they had to go and do stuff. I think he stayed, like, he went and just whatever outside the shrine. Now, these guys are spiritual, man. They discerned from inside the shrine that there was someone. Man, he had people, the witch doctor saying outside, Anyadia Wewelu. You know, these guys, man, and then guy took off, But now, another day, he really got an opportunity. He entered the shrine. That's when I realized that, man, this thing called worship is serious. So they went there, they sat. They sat inside there, the shrine. They first begin with praise and worship. See, Now, the guy told me, that he was told that if that praise and worship is not done well, should the presence come down? The presence, you understand what I mean? People receive slap. People are beaten in there by things they're not seeing. You understand? Beaten. That's when the guy told me that, I was like, wow. What I do on Sunday, I am in the perfect will of God. Guys told me, guys are beaten, You understand? Beaten, but they don't see what is beating them, but they know what is beating them. Okay? So they do what praise and worship until now the thing feels, now I can come. Okay? So that day they are seated, there is a kid. Then all of a sudden, when the worship was like at its max, the prayer, you understand? Finish sweet, devil, you know. Then a thing came, you know, some red, a colored thing, and fell in their presence. You know, then it began to speak. You know, the devil has never invented anything. You understand? You can see now he's just copying from, you understand? Copy and paste, you know? You see, now you can understand why this praise and worship thing is taken seriously in LAT. Those guys are doing the same stuff. This guy told me a few months ago. Okay? Yeah, and that thing cannot, the devil can't come down until the worship has reached a certain level. What? Okay? But should he come, before you've done it, fire. People are beaten, in there. She walk away. Hallelujah. These things are very serious, you guys. Very, very serious. Amen? And so then the thing speaks. Then it begins to prophesy, giving people solutions. The guy had these things, man. Some guy, no. Amen? Glory be to God. We're talking about what? Rebellion is as a sin of what? Witchcraft. Glory be to God. Amen? The point I'm trying to make is that let us be obedient. Let us be obedient to the things we know God has told us to do. Are you listening to me? Amen? Many years ago, and again, since I was a high priest yesterday, I got an opportunity to preach the prosperity gospel. Amen? Telling the couple, there's no reason why you should be broke. And all of you guys, why you are in attendance. Okay? Then I told them, because many years ago, when I was at the university, I was waking up, I was in my room, I'm getting up from bed, then I had an audible voice. And the voice told me, if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. Okay? Now, over the years, I obeyed that voice. You see? Obedience. Obedience. Okay? And things happened. God was faithful. God was faithful. Amen? Sometime, was it the other year? He even anointed me. This Uganda is going to see. I am. It's not a lie. You've read the book. You can really see, this guy is telling the truth. You understand? Yeah, this thing must be true. Okay? However, he has no extent, but the guy, You see, Samuel anointed who? David. The guy was looking after sheep. Samuel came, anointed him. And thereafter, you never hear of David again. In the spirit, a king has already been what? But Saul is still there. But according to God, a chintu chakolashi. You understand? Now you can do your own things. God is like, you continue doing your own things. For me, I already finished my other things. You understand? The guy went back looking after sheep. But a king had been anointed. When Jesus was born a kid, the wise men came, known to just what they say, a king has been born. And they worshipped him. But we never hear of that kid until 12 years. When he goes into those things. And even thereafter, you don't hear about him until 30. But a king was there. The real one. The real what? Amen. Glory be to God. Anyway, so God anointed me for that. And because of obedience, I obeyed season in, season out. Even when things were tough. Even when I had just 1,000, I could still sacrificially give away 400. You understand? Okay? I received abuses, you know, but I was like, I have to be obedient to that heavenly voice. And it is for the good of my future. Eh? Little did I know that God now would make it at one point to be a blessing to a nation. Eh? You know, just simple obedience, starting like that. Eh? God doesn't tell you how he's going to expand this thing. Eh? He just says, do this. Eh? You understand? Eh? Do this. Things for you, like, but this guy, LAT, eh? There are very few. This person, Moses, eh? Why does he disturb us? You know, why? First of all, he's not that. You understand? This guy, church, eh? But why does he think? You understand? Eh? And then, man, you just mess yourself up. Then you miss something the Lord had created for you. Had you been faithful? Eh? You know, eh? Amen? Of course, with that, he gave me, years ago, he gave me the calling to basically be a prosperity preacher. Amen? In case you didn't know, let me show you, I'm a prosperity preacher. If you hate prosperity preachers, you're just listening to one. I am one of them. I am what? I am one of them. I am a prosperity preacher. Because I was taught by, I have to obey God. Eh? Amen? You know, eh? So I obey God. Now, though God has called me to do that, eh? Amen? I do it. Now, I don't just wake up on a Sunday, you know, eh? Maybe I'm, we need rent. Church rent. Then I'm like cutting. Now I'm about giving. You understand? Eh? I mean, I don't. If there's anyone who should be talking about giving money all the time, eh? It should be me. Amen? But I don't. Eh? You know, if I come on a Sunday and I talk about giving and receiving, eh? Just know I've been told. You understand? Eh? You see, that's, if people knew how delicate that subject is, eh? They would go slow on it. They would be what? You just don't start teaching about it and what? Just because of what? You need money. Eh? This thing is very serious eh? In the heart of God. Eh? It has many people over the years, eh? Different nations, eh? It's been abused. Eh? You understand? Eh? You know these things. Eh? Most of you, even right now, you have never been healed completely eh? From some prosperity preachers who messed you up eh? Some years ago. You still have wounds. Eh? You know, people have been one, you know, okay? And then preachers do ridiculous things so that they can appear like they have a prosperity anointing. You know, because if you don't have a suit that looks how shoes, well, you understand, a car that you understand, guys will say, prosperity anointing. So if we saw in you, we're going to reap poverty, you understand? So now guys are doing ridiculous things eh? In the name of looking prosperous. Eh? Like they have the ability to impart prosperity. You know, eh? These things are very sad in the heart of God. Eh? You understand? Eh? Now for me, I don't care whether you agree with prosperity. I don't care. Eh? All that I care about is doing the will of God. To me, as long as God sorts out rent, LAT, you understand? Eh? He sorts out machines. Eh? To me, now, you see, I think about these things. Eh? And I was telling some people once that people who talk about this money thing eh, should be people who love people. Do you understand? Eh? How dare you start talking about you making people give everything and you don't care that man, this person tomorrow, who I am manipulating into giving away stuff, they might sleep on the streets. Hmm? I think about these things and I'm like, you know, I'm like, man, preach, talk about this thing only when God has told you. And when even you talk about it, make sure you have no selfish motive. You're not gaining any dime from it. You understand? Eh? Of course, knowing that the Lord will take care of you. You understand? Eh? But these things are very, very serious. Eh? Hmm? These things are very serious. Eh? And I can tell you right now, there's things happening and the Lord is not pleased. The Lord is not pleased. Eh? Let me tell you this. Someone sent me a dream, I think 2 weeks ago or 1 week ago. Some lady, I won't say because people, some people know how they will go after her and what, and ask, give us the details. Anyway, but this lady had a dream. She had a dream when I and some other preacher, we were preaching like we're at a mountain. Now, this lady had it about 2 months ago. The only reason why she told me the dream was because I text her to say, hi, how are you? What's up? How are your dreams? Then she said, hey, my dreams are okay. In fact, I had one about 2 months ago. I was like, you know, but I feel lazy to, you know. And so I was like, send it. So she sent the dream. She says, I was with a certain preacher on a certain mountain where we were preaching. But this preaching was like, it was like a contest. Like who is better? Like who's doing it right? You know, Okay? And people were gathered, okay? But apparently, I was like all the cheers and the what, were for me. You know, Then, before the dream ends, she sees me standing here. So she sees me, I am here, the other preacher is there, and there's a cross, the cross of Jesus, in between us. Now, the part of my cross, it was shining so bright, you understand, The part of this other preacher, it was bleeding. There was blood, dripping blood. You know, Remember, it was all prosperity stuff. And it was blood, you understand, And then the dream ended. This one I'm telling you, right now, the heart of God is bleeding over this money-giving prosperity thing. This thing, you guys, these things are very serious. Very, very serious. The heart of God is bleeding over these things. I'm telling you, you know. Okay? Amen? Of course, I was glad to know that in the eyes of God, I'm doing it right. You understand? I'm doing it right. Like God was commending me that you're the one who's doing this thing right. But the heart of God is bleeding. You know, You know, Okay? You see, we have to obey. Again, we're talking about what? Obedience. We have to obey. Now, this thing, the call I have to talk about prosperity, I have to be obedient to it. Okay? However, I talk about it only when I've been told. And when I talk about it, I have pure motives. You understand? Pure motives. I don't want anything from you or from any place where I preach it. Rachel will tell you, where's Rachel? Rachel will tell you, this book that we wrote, all the money that we get from selling it, from the word go. But yeah, I have never eaten a coin. Never. But I should. I was the author and God. I mean, there's no thing where God has been. But I was like, no, let this do church work. You understand? I've never eaten a dime on that. Rachel will tell the truth. Rachel gives me books because the people who can only buy books, like they can't go to bookstores. Okay? So they can only buy a book if they find it with you. So very often, I have those books in my car. Okay? Now, when someone buys that book, when I meet Rachel like on a Wednesday or Thursday, Sunday, I told her, Rachel, I know I sold 2 books. Here is 60,000. And I give that to her. Now, again, I'm not saying I shouldn't eat that money. I'm the author. You understand? I should eat a percentage of it. You understand? It's right. You know what I mean? It's right. You know, it's only a fool who would say you're not supposed to touch that money. You know, I should. But for me, I'm like, no, let this do it. Church staff, okay? Let it do whatever it needs to do. You know, the kids were going to pay school in Kenneth? Kenneth, you understand? The fees, you know, Amen? But anyway, what I'm saying is, according to heaven, I've done well with my prosperity thing. Glory be to God. Meanwhile, the heart of God is bleeding over some person. You understand? Amen? You see, there's something about called abusing the children of God, abusing God's children, that man, unless you turn real quick, man, God will come after you. Just imagine any parent here, even you who don't have, just imagine you have a niece, a nephew, and then someone is made, this is the way in which you can even kill and say, God, I know the scripture says, thou shalt not murder, but let me just do it today. I can't stand, my nephew is being messed up. Now, how much more for God? God, abusing children of God in this whole prosperity thing, this thing is very sad. Glory be to God. But I didn't come talk about this. But somehow I'm talking about what? Obedience. People had better do what they're supposed to do. Amen. And do it right. With the right heart. Okay? And I'm talking about all of us. Whatever we've been called to do. Number one, let us do it. Number two, let us do it with pure motives. Okay? Isn't this simple? These are very simple things. You see, I was telling, two weeks ago, Samira went with lunch after Sunday. I was like, hey, come, let's go for lunch, So I told him that the whole idea of abusing children of God, then you extract money from them, then, yes, apparently because you are now be seen as you have a prosperity anointing. Then I go to the chef, let's say the chef is the most expensive woman. If you see me there, you're like, man, that guy is loaded. So I go there to the chef. Then I blow the money, which I have whatever from you, and your kid now is not going to go to school. I took your money, then I went and I ate, and the food is over. Can you imagine? The food is over. Phew. You understand? Meanwhile, you're being thrown out of the house. You understand? Now, of course, I know there are times when even when you're being thrown out of the house, God can give you an instruction so that money. I know that thing. It's there in the word. And sometimes God can give that person instruction that trust me and see how I'm going to work to bless you. Just give me that rent money. Those things are there. Okay? They're there. However, what I'm saying, this preacher must preach this thing not because they want to get money so that Bariramu chef. Think about people. Think about people. The suffering, the person you have manipulated, they're going to go through it. And then that which you've manipulated them for, within 5 minutes, over. And the person has to go through 6 months of suffering. The food, you out. And people are suffering. You see, that's why I say, the people who preach this giving and receiving thing, this prosperity thing, must be people who, first and foremost, of course, love God, but also they have a heart for people. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen? We're talking about knowing the will of God and doing what? And doing it. Hallelujah. Amen? So, we have to be like David. You see, I'm finding it so hard to switch. So, hallelujah. Maybe you have to do a fast and sweet Jesus. Glory be to God. There's things I'm passionate about. You know, and I'm very sure I'm representing the heart of God over this thing. You guys, the truth of the matter, I don't care whether you believe I'm the FP or I'm a person. I don't care. You know, for your information. You understand? So because I don't care, it means I don't care whether you give me money or not. You understand? You're not my boss. I'm not trying to prove anything to you. My thing is to do the will of the Father, and God will take care of me. Glory be to God. I'm not there to do things that I can show, manifest, prosperity manifest. You understand? So you can say, man, pastor, in a prosperity anointing. You understand? So now you can start, Amen? To be honest, I don't care. Okay? The only thing I care about is you missing God. You understand? Then you're broke, then you know, but God, but I told you, you understand? That is my only, concern. You know, but me to, so that I can buy a suit and look, so that people can say, the prosperous, your pastor and that prosperous anointing. That's garbage to me. I'm telling you the truth, to me it's garbage. My main thing is, man, I don't want to be in any way to have money. You understand? Abuse children of God. Because I can assure you one day, God will come after you. This gracious God. Because of, this gracious God, a child of God. He warns you to warns you. No, Ghana. He will come after you one time. And before even maybe comes after you, he will first begin by exposing you. Exposing you. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. So, let us be like David, who served his own generation by the will of God. Let us be like Moses. In Exodus chapter 8, chapter 25, verse 8 and 9, he's told to build a tabernacle, and God tells him, build it according to the pattern. That I showed you on the mount. And Moses did exactly that. Okay? In Hebrews, it talks about him as he was faithful. In Numbers 12, when his brother and sister Aaron and Moses tried to mess him up, God came and said, man, how dare, how dare you attempt to mess up my servant Moses? And in verse 6 or 7, it says that he is faithful in all my house. Say, how dare? And guys got into trouble. You see, people get into trouble when they try to mess up people who are obedient. You understand? Obedience is a major thing to God. People get in trouble with God when they try to mess up obedient people. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm speaking in parables. Glory be to God. That's why people get into trouble. Hallelujah. Aaron and Moses got into trouble because of that. Hallelujah. Amen. We have to be like Jesus. You see, Jesus came to do the will of God. That's what it says. That's what he said about himself. In Psalms, which is written about also in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7. You see, Jesus came and said that, a body you have provided for me. Then he said what? I have come. Behold, I have come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do your will, O God. You understand? To do the Father's will. That's what Jesus came to do, the will of God. He did the will of God. Within 3 years, it was done. And he what? Shoo! Exited. Amen? Amen? This is what I'm sharing with you this, is that you might be faithful. Some of you, you know the will of God about some things. Amen? But someone just needs to tell you that rebellion is witchcraft. Then you know what? But if they're still telling you, you have to obey God, you have to be obedient, You are like, yeah. Okay, but now I've told you, if you're in rebellion, you're practicing witchcraft. You are a witch doctor. Hallelujah. You are what? You're laughing, but for me, I'm not laughing. Amen? You are... you're like, there's some guys, if a visitor is there, you're like, man, that guy, no grace. Have you been to Bible? Will he die? Right now, it's just, dispensation of grace. Amen? Well, you are a witch doctor if you're not doing the will of God. Hallelujah. You are doing witchcraft. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't care who you are, whether you're my wife. You know? Jera, if you're not doing the will of God, you are a witch doctor. Amen. And pastor is married, what? Glory be to God. So this is what I'm thinking. I don't care. My job today is to do the will of God. That's why I can't even alarm my wife. Don't care. I'm doing the will of the Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Many years ago, the Lord delivered me from the fear of man. You understand? Amen. I'm sure there are guys who are sitting back and they're watching me saying, what does this guy call himself? Why isn't he towing the what like all of us? Who does he think he is? Well, I am not a witch doctor. You understand? I am, sorry, if you're not. I am doing the will of the Father, and the Father is pleased with me. Concerning prosperity, you can use sin. The Lord is like, yes. And the Lord is like, you know, Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? And you get blessed. And you see, when you do the will of God, it's like you enter into Jesus' inner circle. You remember when they came to him and says, your mother and your father, your mother and brother and sisters are here. And he says, well, those are there. Those who do my will, the will of God. You know, those are my mothers and sister and brother. You understand? One time, they came to him and said, there's a lady, I think, who shouted at him, blessed are the breasts which nursed you. And Jesus said, more than that. Blessed are those, who hear the word and obey it. You understand? He elevated the obedient ones, above the mother. He said, more than that. You see? So obedience gets you into the inner circle of the master. You understand? Glory be to God. Amen? May you be the obedient one. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for what we have heard, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for our worship team. We thank you, Father, for the blessing they are to us. In the name of Jesus, Father, bless them. Bless them, Father. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. May you reward them for their faithfulness and for their commitment. Father, we appreciate the sacrifice they make every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and them coming here very early every Sunday. Father, in the name of Jesus, may you bless them exceedingly and abundantly. In the name of Jesus, may you provide their every need. May they be abundantly supplied. And Father, you bless your people. In the name of Jesus, may they live today to to go forth and do your will. In the name of Jesus, may they be called the obedient ones. And may they experience the joy of obedience. May they know the heart, your heart, how it feels, how it relates towards those who are obedient. And this they can only know it experientially as they go forth to obey. You bless their week. May everything go well with them, Father, this week. In the name of Jesus, may they experience favor. Favor from you and favor from men. In the name of Jesus, may all their plans succeed. May they receive money. In the name of Jesus, may they prosper. May they increase. May you bless their businesses. May you bless their jobs, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Into your grace, the river that flows from your holy place, wash over me, cleansing me.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.